Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are here once again. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, and the Point Christian Fellowship. This is your Friday Night Life edition, December 7, 2018, and I am your host, Pastor Paul McCoy of the Point Christian Fellowship in East St. Louis, and the Point E-Church to be a part of this session yet again. We thank and praise God for just allowing us to be here, for being the head of our life. We thank and praise God for all that are listening now and all that will be listening in the future. We welcome you all again. We've seen another month on our way out of 2018 into another year. This month, December, is the month of rejoicing, to rejoice in the Lord, to rejoice for God's goodness, God's grace, God's mercy, and God's love. We are so thankful for this time, as the Word of God tells us. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Don't forget to rejoice. And again, I say, don't forget to rejoice. Amen. Amen. We, as always, we're going to get started with the time of praise and worship. I believe we have our, look here, 1 second, taking way more time than normal. Elder Marshall, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for coming on tonight with us. As always, we're thankful to have you with us to lead us in song and in praise. So, Elder Marshall, you have the floor. Are you there, sir?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I had my phone on mute.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Not a problem. You right now, you have the floor, sir.
Okay.
Amen.
I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. Save me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Yes, I knew it was the blood. Save me. Well, I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. And I knew it was the blood saved me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Yes, I knew it was the blood saved me. Don't you know the blood came streaming down? Don't you know the blood came streaming down? Don't you know the blood came streaming down for me? Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Yes, I know it was the blood saved me. Well, the piston in his side, you know the piston in his side, you know the piston in his side for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Yes, I know it was the blood saved me. Oh, yes, I know it was the blood. And I knew it was the blood. Yes, I knew it was the blood. Save me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Yes, I knew it was the blood. Save me. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I know it was the blood that saved me. One day when I was lost, and there was a day that I was lost, he died upon the cross. And because of that, I know it wasn't anything I did. It wasn't by my action, not me, my mother, my father, sister, brother, no one. It was only by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I say, amen. Thank you so much, Elder Marshall, for that song of praise. Amen, amen. We are right now, before we move forward, we just want to take a moment to have our moment of prayer. Then we will turn it over to our pastor and our co-host tonight, Pastor Herbert McCoy Jr. And let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you. We thank you for the blood. We know that it was the blood, and it is still the blood that saves us. We thank you for loving us enough to sacrifice your only begotten Son so that we can believe and not perish and have everlasting life. We thank you for this service. We thank you for the resources that have provided the technology to continue to move forward in this conference. We thank you for all that we'll be speaking tonight. We thank you for our guest speaker. We thank you for allowing us, as always, to come together in your presence and praise your name. We just ask, Father, that you will allow us to be less as you are more, that we can decrease as you increase. And that every word that is spoken tonight will be spoken in truth and in love. And in Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right now, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Herbert McCoy, Jr., pastor of the Point Christian Fellowship in McKinney, Texas. Pastor, you there?
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
We
are here. We are here, and we can truly say that we are rejoicing. This is December is a month to rejoice. I know over in Matthew 2, they said when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. They knew what was coming. I'm just looking forward to this month as a time of year that I always look forward to because people are paying attention. And we're so glad to be here tonight. Once again, on the Get 'Em Radio, we thank the Get 'Em Radio ministry for allowing us to be able to use this setup. It's something that is just real awesome. Have watched it grow and become a lot. I'm sure it's more than what I think it, more than what I can see it is, because there are those that are working with it. Such as Apostle Kizzy, and I know Pastor Mom has a program too. So we just want to give all the praise and glory to them for keeping everything going. I know There's been many on the show. There's been many shows, and for us to be welcome to be on here is wonderful. We are the Point Christian Fellowship. I just want to get right on to the point tonight. Once again, we're going to ask Deacon White in just a minute to give us the scripture this evening, and then we're going to ask. Is Superintendent on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We're going to ask Superintendent to open us up with prayer this evening. As a matter of fact, why don't you go ahead and open us with prayer, Superintendent, and then we'll have a scripture.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before thee in the most humble way. And we know how we come with bowed heads and empty hearts, looking to the hill for which cometh our help. Lord, we ask tonight that you fill our cup till it's running over. Lord, we ask that you give us the word tonight of joy. We hear that this is the month of joy. Lord, we ask the words that be spoken tonight, be spoken unto our hearts, that be murmured into our hearts, that be loved into our hearts, that we learn more about joy this month and why we have joy. Why has it got to be so much joy? It's not all about someone else, but it's about Jesus.
That's
in
right.
Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Scripture, Psalm 24, verse 1 through 3, 7 through 10, King James Version. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Yes.
The world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Yeah.
Who is this King of glory? Yeah. The Lord of hosts.
Yeah.
He is the King of glory.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
We thank God. We thank God once again that we are able to come tonight. I want to get right to this scripture and right to this point. But I wanted to hear. I needed to hear a song, and I know Pastor Paul knows what song I'm talking about. And if we could hear that, we'll be more than ready to start. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that is fine, and it's always and there's always room for praise and encouragement. Especially either in the word or just in song. So we thank you. We are more than happy tonight to be able to sing that, so that we can definitely get to the point. Amen.
Amen.
Shine, oh me.
Yeah.
Shine on me.
All
right. Of the lighthouse, let it shine.
Mm-hmm.
For me,
on me.
Yeah. Let it shine on me. Thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Bless his name.
Bless his holy name. Yeah.
Because he's a wonder.
Yeah.
In my soul.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a wonder in my soul.
All right.
He's a wonder in my soul.
Bless his name.
Bless. His name.
Amen. Oh, Father, this wasn't possible some time ago, but you have made it possible. And we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We want to, as we said this month, we want to be able to rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And it's so important. Paul had to turn around and say, again, let me tell you one more time. I say rejoice. And we talked about at first when we came on, I told you about this scripture from Matthew, the second chapter, and the 10th verse, it says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy, because that star was a sign that he was coming. But I want to go, this evening and let us know that if you're going to rejoice, you can't rejoice if you don't have joy. You first got to have some joy. So I want to, this evening, first of all, talk about joy from the from First John, the 4th chapter. And we're going to look at the 7th through the 14th verses there this evening. Get you some time to read this. Yeah, I tell you, it's some awesome reading. It starts at verse 7 there in chapter 4, saying, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
Yes.
This is how God showed his love among us.
Yes.
He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
All right.
No one has ever seen God,
Mm-hmm. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love made complete in us. His love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us. He has given us his spirit. And when we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And, and this evening, I'm going to tell you about joy. I want to talk about this three-letter word, joy. And I want to tell us how we might be able to search for that joy. One thing that all people search for in their lives is happiness or joy. And I said, in this message, we want to get rid of all the doubts and demolish rumors about how to obtain this true happiness, this true joy. There are those who say that happiness is a state of mind. Some say happiness is tied up in possession. Some say it's our physical placement in the world. With little due respect, all due respect, I give them some respect to these people that think those things. We need to know that joy is the place you end up when you learn things God's way. And he is the one who places you there. So this evening, as we learn about these verses, joy, I'm going to give you this simple acronym. So get this. I'm going to just take it to the point first, and then I'm going to proclaim this thing a little bit. Because first of all, the J is Jesus. Right. And Jesus ought to come first in everything you do.
Amen.
First in our lives. That's the first thing is Jesus. And I'm gonna give you all of the points here. The O is for others. Others need to come next in our humble approach. So we got Jesus, and then we look at others, and then we got that why. That's for yourself.
And
you have value in the world because the blood of Christ was shed for you. So when we keep this acronym as we move in our lives, God will add the joy to what we hear. God will add joy that fills us and overflows. See, and when it overflows, as it flows over, that means it's going out. And then we rejoice because he's beginning to fill us up all over again. So when we look first of all at Jesus, why do we want to look to Jesus first? It's because we find that the thing that Jesus did for us, he came as a propitiation for our sin. What does propitiation mean? It means that he came to appease God for us. See, God wants somebody that is unblemished. God wants somebody that doesn't have any sins in their lives. And I don't know of anybody. I got a couple of friends that I suspect that they don't sin. I got me a couple of friends. I'm just thinking. I'm curious. It don't seem like they ever sin. I'm so glad to be around people like that. But only Jesus really could do it. And see, this appeasement or this propitiation occurred. He gave himself for us. He gave himself as a sacrifice for us because he loves us and does not want us to be victim of our own devices.
All right.
The wages of sin is death. And he doesn't want us to pay that wage. So love drove him out of his seat in heaven to the physical body of a man up the hill and to the cross and then down to the grave and then even to Hades, out then into the resurrection and out into the disciples for encouragement and back to heaven to prepare a place.
All right.
At least he did that for me.
All right.
Now, having been the recipient of such love,
I ought to return such love to him. See, loving God is following his commandments. Not because he forces us to, but because we want to please him and not ourselves. So one of the things that we can do to show this love for God is to show love to others. And that's the other part of this joy. We got Jesus, and he gave us love. And if we can give love to others, that helps with our joy. See, loving God, he demands it of us. If somebody says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he does not love his brother whom he has seen. Right. How can he say he loves his brother whom he has not seen, whom he has seen, but love God whom he has not seen? You know, there in verse 7 in that scripture says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Right. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. See, we cannot love God as we ought to and not love our fellow man. It's impossible. That's the other part of joy. If you really want to have joy, you need to know Jesus. You need to know what he did. And then you need to be able to give that love to others. You know, Matthew 22:39, it says that the second of the two greatest commandments on which all laws hang on is that we love our neighbor. And it says that we ought to love our neighbor as ourselves. And this is the basis for love. This is what God saved us for. So that we might be, because he wants that no one would perish. So as Christians, we must do what Christ did. See, he hated sin, but he loved sinners. He went to the woman at the well in John 4, who society had shunned, and offered her the opportunity to become a child of God. He told a woman in John 8 to quit the sin and not to condemn when others wanted to stone her. Time and time again, Jesus shows how compassion on sinners is nothing more than love. And he offers them hope and salvation. And that's what we need to do. But a lot of times we want to just find somebody that's down, put our foot on their neck and tell them that's exactly where you're supposed to be. But we need to give them some hope. We need to give them some love. And let them know that there is Jesus, and he can give you peace in your life. But then, you know, the scripture says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, you can know something about Jesus. You can go around trying to love others, but it says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, the saying goes that I know I'm somebody because God didn't make no jump. Some people look so far down on themselves, you know, and really it goes back to the old Testament in Leviticus 19. That's where it first said that we ought to love our neighbor as ourselves. This command that he gives, he's not suggesting that we do that. He commands it. And in Ephesians 5:28, he commands the husband to love his wife as he loves his own body. See, it was also shared for you, this love, and that makes us immensely valuable to God. He sent his love. He sent his only begotten son that we might be able to have life everlasting. The object of the love of God is a lovely thing. And I believe that we're all and an object of his eye, the apple of his eye. I believe we're all loved by him no matter what we've done. But so the thing of it is this. You need to love yourself enough to do the right thing. Now, you want to find somebody to love themselves, you're going to know that they're going to at least try to do the right thing. You know, some people hate their bodies because of how their body looks. You know, some people miss the fact that they are not without value as humans, and they turn on themselves. They resort to sex, alcohol, drugs, find all kind of pleasure, or they escape from trying to escape from this world. They forget that God's love is the greatest high that a man can ever have. We need to remember that we are all the temple of the Holy Spirit. You don't need no cigarette. You don't need no marijuana. You don't need no Chevy's Riga. You don't need no cutting star. See, real joy comes at the age of 75 when a man can look on the wife of his youth who still shares his love. Real joy comes when our children are out of the house and are teaching Bible classes to others, becoming preachers, becoming deacons, becoming elders in the church. Absolute joy that cannot be contained will overwhelm you when you stand at the bar on high and hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into my Father's rest." So we can have joy. Jesus, others, and then yourself. We have misguided adventures into wrong places, looking for happiness in all the wrong places. And all that we really have to do is keep life in the proper perspective. Look for real joy. If you're going to search for joy, seek first Jesus. Seek the things that he desires for your life. Not trying to get as close to the world as possible, but get as close to him as you can. Then secondly, seek others. Help them with their needs and desires. Helping a neighbor in need and becoming a servant to God's creation by helping them. And last of all, once again, don't forget to love yourself. That's the final piece of the joy puzzle. Never forget that God loves you, and that makes you worthy of love. Love yourself enough to do the right thing. And let God's love fill in your heart real joy. So remember the acronym as you live your life. And if you know something about Jesus, I tell you what, I hope that somebody will look around during this season and just look for somebody that they can pass some love on to. Just look around. Just pray to God that God will show you somebody that's in need of his love, that's in need of his salvation. And believe you me, he will show them to you. And after you do that, then you're dead to rejoice. Do it all over again. Learn some more about Jesus. Go out and help somebody else know something about him. And then just love yourself just a little bit more. But we thank God for this time of year. This time of year at 825 Converse, when I used to go looking under bed. And 1854 Gator, I go down, look down in the basement. I remember finding some stuff. this time of year, I can remember the aluminum freeze that was up and had that circle of light, red, green, and blue. And we were just awed by it. But there's nothing as awesome as this Christ that gave his life for us.
Yes.
So we thank God again this season. Had a man ask me today, well, why people be going around here with a Christmas tree and acting like that's a pagan holiday. I told him, I said, well, man, you gonna do what you do. Don't get mad at nobody else for what they do. You know, if that's how they want to show love to Christ, then I told him, I said, do you, boo.
Amen.
Because you got to love yourself in order to be able to complete the joy. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God once again. And then if there's anybody on the line, I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Paul. If there's anybody on this conference tonight that don't know Jesus in the pardon of their sins, we give the opportunity even now. The Bible tells us that if you can believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, he says that thou shalt be saved. And like I said, that's the first part. And then we say that you need a church home. If you don't have a church home, let somebody know. We'll find you one.
Amen.
They're putting the churches around. If you don't, you go to one church and don't like it, go hop around.
Amen.
That's what people do. They just do that. But get somewhere and commit yourself. Commit to Jesus. Jesus, others, and then we too give the invitation. And Pastor Paul's going to handle this in just a second, where you get a chance to ask for prayer for yourself. You know, and you ought to be able to pray for yourself, but you can ask that we pray with you, you know, because everybody's going to need some backup at some time. So I'm going to pass it back over to Pastor Paul. We look forward to rejoicing all month long. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Herbert McCoy Jr., for that message. You can't rejoice without joy.
That's right.
One of the songs that says, I still have joy after all that I've been through.
Yes.
I still have joy. And so the first thing in joy, as it was spoken, is you got to have Jesus. Christ has to be first. Then you love others. Then yourself. Now, unfortunately, as the pastor was speaking, and I realized that a lot of people spell this word kind of odd. Sometimes they start off with the Y-O and don't even have a J. Care about yourself, maybe others, not Christ. But in order for you to have joy, you got to have Christ in your life. You got to be able to love others and then yourself. Amen. We thank you so much again, Pastor, for that word of encouragement at this time, that so that we can know how to rejoice.
Amen.
Where do we start? We start with the joy. Amen. We're so happy for that. It was a wonderful message again. Right now what we're going to do is start our time for our comments time and Q&A comments. And first, as always, we start off with Pastor Mom. Your line is open.
Yes, yes. That was a wonderful message tonight, talking about love and joy. And that's what we need, to love one another and keep going. I think he explained that real good tonight. And I really appreciate Pastor Hamilton. He did a good job, and I thank the Lord for him.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Mom.
Amen.
Hello. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I kept thinking about the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Others, and then yourself. Then you got some joy for real.
Come on.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
That was a
Amen.
Good word tonight. And I love the point. It gets right to the point.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good word. God bless y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us we thank you. We thank and praise God for you both, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, as always, for your support. The love that you've shown this ministry as it moves forward with Get 'Em Radio. We're so happy for that support for this year. Amen. We have another Reverend Treva.
Good evening. That was a good word, Pastor Herbert.
Amen.
It was a really good word, and I'm just so happy I was able to listen tonight. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes. We thank you again, always. Amen.
You're
bless
welcome.
You.
Amen. God bless y'all too.
Father, amen. Amen. We're going to keep moving forward. Sister Debbie.
Good evening.
You on the line?
I enjoyed that. The word, Pastor McCoy. It was very
God
uplifting.
Bless you.
And I think about this song about joy. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it.
That's right.
So
yeah.
It's very
uplifting. Amen. 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 We thank you so much, Sister Debbie, for your input and for being definitely being faithful and supportive of this ministry. We are very much humbled, and we are so thankful for that. Does anyone else have any other comments? Pastor Superintendent Spencer, do you have anything you would like to say, sir? Anyone else have anything they would like to say before we move on? All right. If there's nothing else, we'll move on to our time of prayer. For prayer requests, I would first just like to request that you all pray for the Harlan family. They have they've experienced a tragedy. And one of the sons has been accused of manslaughter, and it was right now they're saying it was an accident, but we're praying for the truth to come out. We're praying for their strength and just trying to support them in this time of tragedy. So they've had a few. He was also one of the boys that was with my son when he was shot, and he was shot as well. He was crippled. So I've just been praying for them. And at this time, what the enemy is trying to do to take him completely out, I'm just asking that you all just pray for the Harlan family so that they can move through this and get through this, and that the truth will be revealed, and there will be some peace and comfort in this time. Anyone else have any other prayer requests tonight?
Hello.
All right. Yes.
This is our Sister Debbie. I have a prayer request for my cousin Florence. She's been in and out of hospital and having congestive heart failure.
Okay. All right. Amen. Definitely pray for Sister Florence. Pastor McCoy.
Yeah.
Pray for her.
Yeah. I was trying to catch.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I was trying to catch what she was saying. There's some background noise. I wasn't able to catch what she was saying.
Well, right. She was saying that was it your cousin, Sister Debbie?
Yes, my cousin Florence.
Florence, she's been back and forth in the hospital for congestive heart failure.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
She was asking for prayer for her.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it sounded like she said she was at a hospital in heaven. I said, oh, wait a minute.
No.
I got lost there somewhere.
Look.
Were you talking about Florence?
Yes.
Sister Debbie? Okay, so Florence's condition right now is that she has congestive heart failure.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I was missing that. It was some background noise. I couldn't hear you. But okay. And I think Deacon White might have had a prayer request also.
Yeah. My granddaughter.
And my brother had blood pressure.
All right, let's look at these in prayer. Any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you now, Father, thanking you that you've given us another mighty day to live through. We thank you for all that you brought us through today, Father, that we might be able to get to where it is you would have us to be. Father, you've heard about the Harlan family, Father. Oh, Father, they've been through so much in the past years, Father. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus maybe that time of going through has passed now. Maybe now, Father, they've been through enough, Father. But, oh, Father, in any way, they need your peace, Father. They need peace that surpasses all understanding. The kind of peace,
yes,
Father, that somebody will just have to ask them, how can you go through that and have that to happen to your son or have that to happen to your daughter? Let them have the peace, Father, that surpasses all understanding, where nobody might be able to understand how they could have peace in the midst of a storm or so soon after a storm, Lord, and give them comfort, Father. Give them comfort as they go through, Father. We've seen some tragedies happen with them before, and, Father, here we go again. So, Father, give them an extra measure now, Father, as they go through. You know what they need, Father.
Yes, sir.
And then, Father, we know that there's somebody around them that just needs to give them some love.
Yes.
Father, it might be somebody on this line right now. They just need to go to them in love. You know, we can't hug them on the phone line, but, Father, there's somebody that can just go and give them a hug and just let them know that God loves them, Father.
Yes.
Oh, and then, Father, we come before you once again about Aurora. Oh, Father, you brought her thus far.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Father, hasn't even been in this world for 2 months and already had surgery.
Yes.
Oh, you're an awesome God, Father.
Yes.
Oh, Father, the family has been gathered around and praying about this little child.
Yes.
Oh, Father, what manner of child is this that you would think so much of her?
Yes.
Father,
yes,
to let her go through open heart surgery.
Yes.
Not even being quite a month old.
Yes, Lord.
But, Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For delivering her thus far.
Yes, yes,
Father, and then have folks praying around her. Oh, Father, we need something to pray about.
Yes,
sir. Oh, Father, there's some things that we can just go through, Father, we come to the other side, and we have to have that hindsight, this 20/20 that says that was God.
Yes.
It was God that healed. It was God that made the surgeon's hand. It was God that called her through.
Yes.
It was God that let her be on a machine and then come off of it.
Yes.
So we just thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Continue to bless that family, Father,
yes,
as they go through. And then, Father, Sister Debbie asked for prayers about her, about Florence.
Yes.
Oh, Father, you know all about Florence. I don't quite understand, but, Father, I know if there is some congestive heart failure, that means that person gets tired all the time.
Yes.
Oh, Father, it's just a few steps and tired again and a few more and tired again.
Yes.
Father, give her, I'm not going to ask you to give her strength. Be her strength.
Yes, Father, yes.
Just rock her right now.
Yes.
Be her strength. Get her where she wants to go.
Yes.
Take her, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Where she needs to go. Put love around her, Father. Oh, Father, that'll be strength for her.
Yes.
Oh, Father, put love around her, Father.
Yes.
That'll be hope for her. Oh, Father, put love all around her,
powerful. And Father, we thank you that
thank
this
you,
Lord. Is even asking for those prayers, Father.
Yes.
If there's somebody that loves her enough to have them on their mind. And then, Father, we come before you for Roland Foreman this evening, Father.
Yes.
Oh, Father, if he has blood pressure that's running high,
yes.
Oh, Father, you've kept him up to now.
Yes.
Oh, Father, we need you to just keep him a little bit longer, Father.
Yes.
Let there be doctors, Father, that
yes.
give him the medications that he needs. And then give it to him to take the medications that he's
yes.
supposed to take and do the things that he's supposed to do. But, oh, Father, we know one thing. We know that he has a God that's looking out for him.
Yes, yes.
We know that he's got a God that's brought him through us far.
Yes.
We know he's got a God that brought him through a hospital, got him to the hospital.
Amen.
Not everybody Amen. Makes it to the hospital, Father.
Yes.
Oh, but Father, you got him to the hospital.
Yes.
They were able to get the blood pressure down. But, oh, Father, he needs you.
Yes.
He needs you in a mighty way, and we thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, Father, there are others, Father, that might not have mentioned anything this evening. You know the needs, Father. Somebody
yeah,
needs
Lord.
Healing.
Oh, yeah.
Father, somebody's spirit about something. Somebody got some bills, Father. I don't know who it is, but somebody got some bills.
Yeah.
There's some awfully thick bills, but you know you can take care of them bills, Father.
Yes.
We know you can take care of them. You can give them a little bit more time to pay them. You can wipe them out because you're that kind of God.
Yeah.
So we just want you to give everybody that's in the sound of my voice right now. Just give them what they need, Lord.
Yes.
And let them have joy. Let them have a relationship with Jesus the Christ. Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we'll give you all the praise. We'll give you all the honor. We'll give you all the glory for everything that comes our way. We're just having a happy day.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
It's in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you. We thank you so much, Pastor McCoy, for your prayer. As you got to the point and covered all the points that we could think of ever covering. We thank and praise God for everybody that is on the line. We are so excited for this ministry. We thank you all so much for your contributions and for your prayers and just for being a part of this ministry. And right now what we will have is our final words from our speaker tonight, and then we will go into our benediction and we will conclude.
Amen.
We want to thank God once again for giving us the opportunity to be in this venue as the point looks forward to doing the things that God would have us to do. There's been much that God has given us. It's so much, I don't even know how to explain it all.
Amen.
So we're grateful.
Yes.
We're so grateful at the point for what God is doing. And we hope and pray that everybody be able to get everything they need in this coming time. And, like I said, I used to go and look under the bed, and I go look at the closets and stuff this time of year because I was expecting something, you know. And I believe just as those fellas over at Matthew that saw the star, they were expecting something. They were expecting that. And we ought to be expecting something good. And I want to tell everybody on this line tonight that you just expect something good. God is getting ready. You ain't seen nothing until you see what he's about to do in this season. So we thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we just going to go to him right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you now for all that you've done.
Yes.
We thank you for everybody that's been able to be on this line. We thank you for what you're about to
do.
Thank
you, Lord.
Father, we got an expectation that you're getting ready to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or even imagine, Father. So we just thank you now.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus for what you're about to do. We're peeping on the stuff. We're peeping around stuff.
Yes.
Oh, Father. Father, we're talking to people, Father, that might even have a word for our own heart. Oh, Father, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
And, Father, we know that you love us so much.
Yes.
That
yes,
we can
yes,
just expect. We can expect something good to happen.
Yes.
Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, the only wise God, we give all majesty, all glory, all dominion, because he's able to keep us and present us with exceeding great joy because he loves us. And we thank him right now.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
remember, no. Oh, thank you so, and thank you, sir. And remember, everyone, no worries, only worship. No problems, only praise. No fear, only faith. No trouble, only trust. Choose God, and with that choice, your password will always be love. God loves you, and so do we. Amen. Have a good night. See you all.
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.